Esther, a Woman of Strength and Dignity by Charles Swindoll. Chapter 10, The Limitations of Retaliation. Let's start this chapter with several questions. Have you ever lost your temper? Have you ever been so busy that your prayers got squeezed out of your priorities? Ever worried so much that you felt sick inside? Ever eaten too much so that you put on weight? Ever found thoughts of envy and anger and materialism and lust coming back, even though you told the Lord, "This is going to be the last time I'll have to come to you with this problem"? Ever said too much and then had to go back and try and make it right, even apologize, only to say too much again a little later on? Ever driven faster than the speed limit? The temptation to go too far. All of these things could fall under the category of yielding to the temptation to go too far. And there isn't a person who can honestly answer those questions any other way but yes. In fact, yes, every one of us has gotten angry and lost our tempers, only to regret it. Every one of us has allowed our schedules to get so overloaded that, looking back over the week, we must admit to ourselves, if we're honest, we've not stopped to pray even once. Every one of us has eaten too much, even when we swore we wouldn't. If we drank like we ate, every one of us would be an alcoholic. Who hasn't fought and fought and fought yet again the old battle with lust or greed or materialism or anger or envy? Every one of us has said more than we should have, more often than not. Even though we apologize, we do it again and again and again. And who hasn't pushed the pedal to the metal? I could go on and on. Some go too far in their fitness fad, too far, too much, too often, too extreme. Some go too far spending money, out of control, getting into debt. Some go too far with perfectionism, too far with work. We've even coined the word workaholic because of it. The list of familiar sins is virtually endless. This syndrome is described beautifully in one verse in the scriptures, Romans 7:19. "For the good that I wish, I do not, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish." The Living Bible renders it, "When I want to do good, I don't, and when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway." And Phillips paraphrases it, "I don't accomplish the good I set out to do, and the evil I don't really want to do, I find I'm always doing it." Every one of us could answer back to Paul, "Amen, that's me. I've been there, I live there." We are an out-of-control people living in an out-of-control society. I remember reading The 100-Yard Lie, the story of corruption of college football and what we can do to stop it, written by Rick Tellender. Rick played football for Northwestern University, made the Big Ten, was a draft choice for the Kansas City Chiefs, and was later the lead sports writer for college ball for Sports Illustrated. Before I was more than 17 pages into the book, I came across this candid comment. "I had material all over my office in Chicago, piles of information, books, clippings, quotes, scrawlings, jotted insights of varying perceptiveness and naivety, statistics, brochures, studies, charts, letters and notes that I'd been collecting for years, poems, photos, headlines, even my own college helmet with its cracking leather cheek pads and a couple of footballs. I sometimes just held that combined to tell me what I felt. Big time college football is out of control, rotten from the foundation up. Even a game, a sport designed to bring cheer and enthusiasm and healthy competition to a university is, in that man's opinion, out of control, corrupt, rotten. It's like our bodies don't cooperate with our brains. Our minds make great promises that our bodies don't fulfill. like the pianist who shouted to the soloist, "I'm playing on the white keys and I'm playing on the black keys, so why must you sing in the cracks?" My mind says, "I play on the white keys and the black keys." My body answers back, "I play in the cracks. I live there." The problem, plain and simple, is losing control. The key to holding back. There is an answer to this daily dilemma, a solution that is easy to identify. There is a secret to holding back. It's also found in the scriptures in a wonderful list in Galatians 5. It is a lifetime project described in one hyphenated word at the end of the list of the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness,